The year of 2025 will be recorded in the history books as the year that two magnificent facilities opened up that drew people to Alaska to take care and to improve our quality of life. I'm talking with Jeff Dalifka, who we've talked to many times before, whether he was trying to raise funds for the bond proposition to open the new track and field house over in Soldotna, or whether he was on the Boys and Girls Club of the Kenai Peninsula Board of Directors, raising money for where we are now, ribbon cutting. It's officially open, Jeff, and what a campus. People have heard about it, but until you've been here, Jeff, you have no idea of the real jewel that this facility is for our future.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. It's been years in the making. You know, our board has been talking about it for probably 30 years, and there was just a series of events that finally led to it. And it's actually been kind of a five year project, but it's really been amazing to see where it is now. And yeah, the gym, childcare, and new kitchen are opening, and then we'll have the new clubhouse here in mid-August that will also open. And I would encourage people, if you haven't had a chance, to drive through and just take a look at what we got going on over here.
You know, there was a time when people were talking about this becoming a retirement community. And what you've done is turn that completely around and make this a place where young people want to come. And with the situation in society today, with young people that need childcare and would come and not just look at the basement of somebody's complex or a church to take care of their kids, but a facility here that has been totally designed for from childcare to gymnasium to sports to education. You know, it's from cradle to grave.
Yeah, and I think the big key there, Merrill, is that it's for everybody. Doesn't matter rich, poor, and that's a big focus of the Boys and Girls Club is that it's being able to be utilized by everybody. And, you know, as far as, you know, young people moving away, that's really been a priority and a worry of mine over the last, since I started to work on this lot and fieldhouse project. And I feel like with this project plus the grand opening, the slot and fieldhouse coming sooner, that hopefully we can start to reverse that trend and a lot more of our young people will come back and want to live here. Just the quality of life and the opportunity that these new facilities are going to give to them.
It's a goal, and you're achieving it. Now, looking to the future, though, sustaining these type of facilities isn't going to be cheap. The community not only stepped up to help build it and to bond for these propositions, but how are we going to keep it going financially in the future?
Yeah, that's one of the unique things here is we've really focused on making sure that we plan for the long term. The child care was a big part of that, to be able to, again, help with operating expenses. And as you'll see, if you haven't looked, the gym, the kitchen, the clubhouse are all going to be available for rent. And I would encourage people to look at our fee structures and to look at utilizing this campus, because when you're renting from us, it's going to help sustain this type of a project, you know, well into the future. And so, yeah, I would encourage people to look at renting it and utilizing it.
Now, you and a lot of people put a lot of sweat equity, a lot of time in your life into this. How does it make you feel today?
Is a weight off of my shoulders. There has been so many people. Shanette Wick deserves the most credit by a long shot. But just for me, you know, it's, you know, I almost shed a tear today just because of how much work, you know, has gone into it from our whole team and just the sacrifice that does go into it. You know, these are, you know, serving on a board. They're unpaid positions. Most of the time they cost you a lot of money. But you also have to give up time with your family. And so kind of seeing something like this where I have my kids here today to see that they're going to benefit from this, and it means a lot to me.
When you started, you didn't have any kids.
I did not. I didn't have any gray hair.
You did have some time on the side, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, there is a tear being shed out there, and it's from your mom and dad. They are so proud of you, Jeff, as the rest of the house. And I told your dad, I think I'll call this the house that Dalifka built.
No, there's a lot of people that put a lot of time in there. And, yeah, again, the most credit goes to Shanette Wick, our executive director. If you see her around, this project would not happen without her.
Jeff, we stand on your shoulders as we go into the future. Jeff Dalifka, with a board member of the Boys and Girls Club, now at the new facility open for you. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that ribbon-cutting sound of KSRM.